BHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 49. It is Saturday, February 2nd, 2008, Groundhog Day, my favorite obscure holiday of the year, and so I'm very excited. I am, of course, co-host Douglas Bell, and joining once again for the first time since December, live from his brand new pad in Spokane, Washington, our resident groundhog, checking his shadow, David Lewis.
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
That's exactly. I'm sorry, I threw a lot of that on you.
That's okay.
Anyone find out if the groundhog has seen a shadow yet or not?
I sure hope he hasn't.
Uh-huh, because that means that winter will be over if he in the next few days if he doesn't see his shadow. If he does, then we have six more weeks of it.
Actually, I do. I do hope he... has seen the shadow because the winter hasn't lasted quite long enough for us.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
now of course we're two feet deep in snow up here, but we want more.
Oh, good grief! You won't like that once you've lived there a year or two. I'm just here in rainy San Francisco. Rainy San Francisco.
Remember, I lived here before I moved to Tennessee.
I've gotten drenched this week, so
rain is worse than snow. I like snow. The only problem is it's caused delays with getting our high-speed internet and our phone set up.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my only complaint. That's the only one.
That's why David's got a lower quality today, because he's calling on a phone. Oh, the old quality. The old-fashioned stuff.
Yeah.
He actually had to call 724-444-7444, Talkcast ID number 12418, for him to get on the show. Yeah. Actually, TalkShoe says that phones actually have some of the best quality you can get on this network, although...
The chat room is 100 times better.
Yeah.
The new TalkShoe chat.
Yeah.
So they don't use the TalkShoe application anymore?
Mm-hmm. No, they still have the application. They have their web-based one, or you can use their application, which is, they've renamed. It used to be TalkShoe Live Classic. Now it's TalkShoe Live Pro. I'm using that, though. The application is actually more reliable.
The new chat room, that will mean we can save the chats, which are great, because you couldn't save the chats previously.
Well, I'll leave that up to you, because I'm still on the old one, just because I need the reliability.
Ah, I see.
So you can feel free to do that at your own discretion. We can decide what you want to do with that.
What will be nice when I finally get... my high-speed internet, where it can, where it's not blocking alternate ports, the VoIP phone is much better quality and volume I can control.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. I don't like the idea of saving the chats, because a lot of what's in the chats is sort of time connected to what we're saying on the air, and so I would think that the chat by itself, in general, would not be very useful, missing a lot of the context.
Yeah, but there's a lot of useful information in it. You know, you have links that other people might post.
Yeah, I already...
It's kind of a pain to try and...
I already snag out a bunch of the links from the stuff. So.
Yeah, but it's kind of a pain to do that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. As I was saying, what David did, you can call 724-444-7444, the Talkcast ID number 12418. To be a part of the program, you do not have to be a TalkShoe member to join, or if you'd like to participate in the chat room, since it's kind of it's unusually quiet today. I guess people are not very interested in BB code, but we're going to talk about it anyway. but you can do that, and it's again, you do not have to be a member to join. There is the web client, which David loves so much, which you can use to call in. Or you can use TalkShoe Live Pro and use Shoe Phone, and that requires you to be a member. But it works, so. Okay. Before we get started with BB Code, let's take a look at a couple of updates and bits of news. And I know I've been keeping an eye. I put down in the show notes from CVS. I need to get used to the fact that it's Subversion from Subversion that they moved.
Or SVN.
Yes, well, I like whatever. But the development team has been working on a number of things. It gets kind of confusing because now not only is there the trunk development core, which is essentially what they're doing for Ascreus, but then there's also the PHPBB 3.0.0 branch and the PHPBB 2.0.0 branch. And apparently, just this morning, Mike just, within Subversion, upped the version number in the PHPBB 2 branch, which pretty much means that there's going to be a 2.0.23 coming out very soon. Interesting.
Yeah, that's correct. And I don't know, maybe, and hopefully, is the last.
Yes.
Last PHPBB 2 version that we update to.
I had kind of written off PHPBB 2 as, although considering to be supported, I was doubtful that they would actually release another update, partly because they haven't released 2.0.22 since the end of 2006. And also now with the main PHP folks starting to slice off PHP 4, you know, I was wondering if they were going to be doing anything with that. But it looks like they're going to be doing it to essentially kill all of the bugs which have been accumulated in the bug tracker in over the year 2007.
So, not all of them, because there's a lot that are in there that they, you know, of course they have not touched, but they wanted to deal with a couple of them. And you know, one thing to note, even in the CVS, everything was still held in one repository. In CVS on SourceForge, you had the 2.0.0 trunk. You had the 3.0 branch, and then you had, or I should say that you had
vice
the 2.0
versa.
Branch,
strike
the
that
3.0 branch, and the trunk, which is 3.2.
Yes.
So, and you know, that hasn't changed, but now it's a little bit easier to see which one they're committing to.
Now you can see it in the path name, you know, trunk, which one it is, as opposed to, I think, what you saw, tag, blah, 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 blah. But you know,
yeah,
that's for those of us who pay attention.
Yeah, for example, this morning he, you know, he modified, and you can see which one it is, because if he's modifying branches, then you can see, like, Mike changed some things in branches PHPBB 3.0.0. That's the 3.0 branch, and of course he changed the branch for 2.0 up to the version number to. Let's see if I can find it. Yep, there it is. And then, of course, the trunk is. You know, that's the main 3.2 development for Ascreus.
Well, let's tackle one of these at a time. For 2.0.23, do you have any information on what we can expect, anything significant, or is it mostly a bug fix release?
It's bug fix release.
Any security issues?
I believe there is one.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. I'd have to look at it, because obviously I don't really follow the 2.0 development. That closely, I'm not interested in it at all.
Oh, David. No, really.
So, you know what? David MJ was making some commits to the 2.0 branch, and he turned green, seriously.
How's that? Because he didn't like it?
No, it's, you know, after dealing with 3.0 code, going back and looking at 2.0 code, it's just, it's kind of sickening. It's kind of nauseating to do that.
Hey! I'm the one who gets nauseated by looking at PHPBB 3 code after looking at PHPBB 2 code. I'm sorry.
Now, Josh, aren't I right? Didn't he do that? Josh did the chat room. He can verify that David MJ did turn green when he looked at 2.0 code.
Do you have a picture of that? Because I'd be interested to see. Put that in the show notes, okay?
Yeah, he said yes. He did, see?
I don't think so. And, I've never seen anybody turn green except in the in, you know, animation-type movie stuff. Good.
And, in fact, Henry's worse. Yeah, he did. He told everybody in PHPBB-mod. On IRC yesterday,
and to think when I was on the teams, about half of the people on the teams had no experience with PHPBB 3. This was back before the betas, but
Well, now see, that's it's the opposite with the development team, obviously. Everybody in the development team is used to 3.0, and they kind of get nauseated when they go back to 2.0 to work on it. But you have mod team members, support team members, and moderators who are still very much involved in 2.0, and 3.0 is somewhat unfamiliar to them still.
Yeah. I can believe that. It's a learning curve in various places.
Yeah, but then again, you have all these new members. You have Josh, a Jelly Donut, Paul. Well, he's not necessarily a new member, but he's very involved in 3.0.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Igor and myself and Francis, who are very 3.0-oriented. And although Igor did a lot with 2.0, most of his work now is with 3.0,
yeah.
Obviously.
That's kind of what back when I was on the team, we were sort of speculating that it was likely going to be that we would get a lot of new members in order to fulfill the 3.0 stuff, to the learning curve towards that. So that's apparently what happened. But it's still good to have some. Obviously, there's still got to be some 2.0 experts remaining as long as you guys are still supporting 2.0. And if you guys are releasing an update to 2.0, I assume it probably means you're going to be continuing supporting it for a while, at least until the point when PHP 4, goes down the drain entirely. So we'll have to see.
Well, see, you have 2.0 experts like Techie Michael,
mm-hmm.
right, who just said 2.0 sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, so, I mean, everybody is moving over to 3.0.
Eventually.
And 3.0 will, it will be the primary supported platform. You know,
yeah.
2.0 will eventually be phased out.
Mm-hmm.
Even
you, David.
Because of PHP 4.
Yeah, even you, David, have pretty much dragged me along kicking and screaming into 3.0 territory. I remember a few episodes ago when I took another look at 2.0 or 3.0. And this time I sort of leaned a little bit more towards the 3.0 than when I tackled that question back in June. So, I'm starting to get contagious here.
I just have to mention, I'm looking at the strangest sight outside right now. Our barn, or our shed, basically, outside,
uh-huh.
has half the snow is drooping off the edge of the roof, and the other half is still on the roof. Now, keep in mind, this is like over a foot of snow that's on the roof, and half of it is hanging off.
Uh-huh.
It's really fascinating.
Tell me, David, when you're coming back, where you're moving there from, did you have snow back in where you used to live?
In Tennessee?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No snow?
In each snowstorm that we get up here is more snow than we got in a year in Tennessee. Though we did get. The average snowfall in Tennessee is about 3 to 4 inches.
So essentially you're still dealing with sightseeing, all this unusual stuff that you have not
seen.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Not in a while.
So I can probably expect a couple of more random outbursts of stuff from you from things you're seeing outside your window over the next week or two. That'll be okay. Wonderful. So 2.0.23 bug fix release coming shortly. What about the inevitable 3.0.1 release, which has been in progress for the last 2 months or so in CVS and now Subversion, to fix all the problems which are inevitable in the 3.0.0 release.
Yeah. 3.0.0 didn't have a lot of problems. It had, as with any major release, initially you're going to have a few bugs that will need to be fixed, but nothing so major that they've needed to get 3.0.1 out quickly.
With a year and a half of betas and release candidates, I would hope that there wouldn't be too many problems.
Yeah, so, and it seems like that pretty much did the trick, because they haven't needed to push an update out there really soon, and so 3.0.1 is still, it's still getting bug fixes applied and some new changes, and I think even a couple feature changes or feature additions, just small ones, minor things, that are probably more categorized as changes instead of features, but
mm-hmm.
I think they do exist in there. I think, obviously, the most significant change that the PHPB teams did this last month is move everything over from CVS on SourceForge to our own SVN repository powered by Redmine.
So this is not the same Subversion repository that SourceForge provides?
Correct, yes. It's, now, we could have switched over to that, but we really wanted to switch to a really nice interface, a nice platform and stuff. And SourceForge does not have a nice interface for their subversion. It's really kind of archaic. Mm-hmm. So also putting it on our own repository gave us more control. It obviously allowed us to do a few more things on it. And it's Redmine has some other features that we've not utilized quite yet that we will be in the future.
So that's where the PHPBB CodeForge comes from, which I talked about last week.
Right, which is, for those that don't know, code.phpbb.com.
Mm-hmm. I talked about that last week, and I haven't heard from you at the time because you were still moving. So I couldn't really say very much, and I mostly had to speculate about the CodeForge last week and the move to Subversion. But I had asked, sort of rhetorically, the question of, is PHPBB starting to move away from SourceForge and doing its own thing?
Well, that kind of, you know, yes and no. You know, we're still in a way tied to SourceForge, as I think, I'm hoping we always will be, because SourceForge is sort of the, you know, it's sort of a base for all open source applications, you know, major and small. But, and so I'm hoping that we'll still have at least some small presence in there, but mostly, yes, we're moving away from SourceForge into our own.
Is about the only, I mean, at this point, about the only thing that you guys are still have on SourceForge are your downloads and your feature tracker. You have your own bug and security trackers now. You have your own support area. You have, now you're using your own repositories. So it just seems mm-hmm. like you're just a few steps away from going totally independent.
And I do hope we will bring things like the feature tracker. I'm hoping we'll have our own feature tracker. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that will happen, but that is a hope that I can have. because I do not like the feature tracker on SourceForge. Mm-hmm. And it's not really viewed that often, I think, because nobody else really likes it. And if Redmine is anything like Track, and I haven't looked at Redmine a lot, but I have looked at Track, which seems like a similar sort of interface. Redmine might have some trackers as well, but I don't know, again, for sure.
So 2.0.23 and 3.0.1, so they're pretty much both bug fix releases.
Pretty much, yeah. There's, you know, you have some nice improvements in 3.0.1, and I'm going to go look at it now to see if I can.
Okay, we'll wait.
Exactly.
Yes.
Here it is.
Loading. Getting ready.
My internet's still a little slow with the.
You're on like an Evdo satellite thing, right?
Well, no. I'm on two things.
Okay.
Not at the same time, but I can switch off between the two. One is the satellite, and one is the EVDO, which is basically a wireless card.
Yeah.
Right now I'm on satellite, which is a little bit faster than the wireless card, but it's got an incredibly horrible latency.
Ugh.
Okay, yeah, there is. I don't see any features. Paul mentioned that there was one feature in there. I don't see any features.
Mm-hmm.
There are four changes.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few fixes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them tiny bug fixes.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So, you know, not major things, but yeah.
So essentially it looks like mostly bug fixes. And I would actually expect that if the teams are going to be trying to do more frequent major updates to the PHPBB things with 3.2 coming hopefully sooner than 3.0 came, we probably won't see as many new features, as many things that are backported into 3.0 as we would otherwise. Paul is requesting to talk, so I'll add him. Hello, Paul. Hello.
Hi, Douglas. About the new future, Mike said at the forums that there won't be a new future. It was that when registration is disabled, that the registration links not will be displayed.
Mm-hmm. Which means, could you elaborate on that a bit? I missed that a little bit.
Let me find a link.
Okay.
Paul, is that, now has that been put in there already, or is that not in there yet?
It's not in CVN yet.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I wasn't coming on anything that was. I know that they still have several changes and things that they want to put into the 3.0.1. Also, they changed, like, ViewForm is going to be, it's more optimized, sped up considerably, they said. I haven't tested it yet to do any benchmarks, but it's supposed to be a lot quicker than the 3.0.0 ViewForm, which will be nice. Overall, 3.0 is a lot more optimized and faster than 2.0, I think.
Here's his
for
link.
Larger boards, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so he said, remove register button on login page. So.
Takes me a little bit longer to load these links because of my slow internet.
Yeah. Okay. This is what happens when we're talking about things that we didn't exactly plan. But it says it will automatically be removed if the registration is disabled within the next version, and it's in the two styles anyway.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I had seen that. I'd read about that. I didn't know that that was considered an actual feature. Only just a change. See, that's the way it really should be. If registration is disabled, there shouldn't be a registration link.
Yeah, I would have thought that was a bug.
You click on that button, and... You click on that button, and you can't go anywhere anyways. It's like registration is disabled. So I think that's more of a change instead of an actual feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I want to move on. One other thing I wanted to ask concerned a topic on Star Trek Guide on Monday. And it looked as though the mods manager, codenamed Blinky, which we talked about a few months ago, was leaked. On there, and now you can actually find it openly on the PHP BB CodeForge. I don't know, because originally it looked like it had been leaked. They found a link, and all of a sudden that it went on a 404. But then after that, they started it went open, and now they're talking about that on there quite significantly.
Yeah, leaked deliberately. Leaked
deliberately. Leaked deliberately. This is kind of weird. For a concept for the PHP BBTs.
Right now, the mods manager is, like I said, is still in beta,
mm-hmm.
So it's not the full release. So mm-hmm. We've kind of put it in there. So many mod authors have already started using it and testing it and reporting bugs on that particular topic on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah,
because
the bug tracker is
hidden
yes.
right now. Yeah, it has its own bug tracker, but it's hidden right now. So we're just taking the bugs from that, we can take the bugs from that topic and report them to the bug tracker. But
why is the bug tracker hidden, but you're taking bugs from a topic on a different forum that's not on phpbb.com?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Eric about that because I think if the mods manager is public, then the bug tracker should be public as well.
Yes, agreed.
We'll see what happens. We'll see if he says, that can become... I assume that he'll say it'll become public, but I can't say until... Until he says so.
Yeah. Angel Side on Star Trek Guide actually took a number of screenshots and posted them. And I kind of looked at them. It actually looks very, very similar to EasyMod for PHP BB2. About the only major difference I could note was that, one, it works on PHP BB3, and two, it apparently is running Mod X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, it'll parse all the Mod X. It requires Mod X to run. But one of, it's, I think Josh can probably explain it a lot better than I can, because he and Eric are the primary developers on it, and I know that Paul has been doing some development on it as well. But yeah, it's going to be fairly similar in its functionality to EasyMod, but because of its expanded functionality that it will have, it's called Mod Manager instead of EasyMod.
Yeah. Is it, And I think we talked about some of the things way back when that it's going to do, although I don't have that good of a memory. It was a few months ago. Is it eventually going to be doing things other than just easy mod-ish type things?
Like I said, I think Jelly Donut can explain that. Josh, are you able to get on and explain it?
Or we can just read things that he's typing in the chat room if he'd likes to do that.
Yeah, I had I had looked into it quite a bit and originally was supposed to be helping code it, but mm-hmm. With all the work that I'd been doing and the moving and everything, I was not able to do that and validation at the same time. And when they brought Josh on, he had a lot of time to code that, and he's really done a lot with it.
Yeah.
So that's been good. So it's kind of freed up freed up me to do. I almost really took on too many things when I joined the mod team. You know, it's like, okay, I'll do this and this and this, and I couldn't do it because I was too busy. So I'm like, okay, well,
hey, trust me, that doesn't happen just for the mod team. That happens in life. I mean, I do that all the time. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, now that we're getting settled in, hopefully we can kind of increase it. We're putting in some overtime into our work because of the lost time.
I'm going to get Jelly on here via Skype. He can tell us a bit about this. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can get him on here shortly. Okay. Whoa. hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hey. All right.
Let me shut down my...
So see if I can turn the volume down just a little bit. It's kind of loud.
All right. How's that?
That's okay. I can deal with it.
Now, it's funny. I hear everybody at the same level.
Yeah, well, you're... Actually, David, you're the one that's very quiet. So that's why I'm talking about this.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I'll be able to edit it later. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about the mod manager.
So let me pull up the topic here from Star Trek Guide. Mm-hmm. See, I don't remember what screenshots were it was that were posted, but
the first post, yeah,
yeah. What there is basically a. It is pretty much like EasyMod at the moment. It'll install a mod. It'll tell you, you know, prior to installing exactly what the mod will change.
Mm-hmm.
It installs itself just like EasyMod does.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that haven't been done yet, though, like creating the uninstaller for mods, which is going to be a pain. But it shouldn't be too awful, but I've just got to sit down and find about 12 hours to work on it.
Only about 12 hours. Wow, that's not a lot.
Well, a lot of it has already been developed. Yeah, a lot of it has been developed for it, and you know, and you just need tweaking or actual implementation.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Josh, isn't there quite a bit more that is going to be into Mod Manager that's not actually seen, especially in the screenshots? Because right now, basically, it's just an installer.
Yeah. So what EasyMod was.
Right. And that's kind of the core purpose.
Yeah.
But... once Paul finishes writing the mod database, some interesting integration things might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says it'll crash with evil less than 3 mods, evil heart, if you will.
Yes.
Which is about true, because about every mod I test from evil heart, it breaks easy. It breaks Blinky.
Oh, whose fault is that?
That's my fault, because his mods are always perfectly valid.
Uh-huh.
But, they just use things that I don't think about in Mod X.
That's good. That's good. it's good to find all these bugs that are taking place. So, it's interesting, you know, how a lot of people get the idea that the entire mod team only validates mods. That's really not true. Only about a small part of the mod team validates mods. The rest of the mod team is doing things like this, doing development for stuff, doing forum moderation, things like that.
Yeah, there's you know, different aspects. There's really 3 different teams on the mod team, and some do several things. You have the validators, which are probably the most known. You know, that's what everybody knows the mod team does. But then you have the forum moderators. You know, that's the team that specifically deals with the mod forums. You know, and making sure that all posts are, you know, in the right order and stuff. And then the third is the coding aspect, you know, and for example, Josh is dealing with the mod manager coding. Paul deals primarily with the mod database. I do a lot of coding for the phpv.com websites. And so like when you submit a bug to the website bug tracker, I know Josh does a lot of fixing there and Paul as well, you know, so we have those aspects as well. In a sense, we're part of the website team.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's bugs submitted, we take care of those. So
yeah,
we do a lot of things, and that's what and that's sometimes why we're not just dedicated to mod validation. But I know recently Josh and Paul just took a day and they validated. How many mods did you guys validate, Josh?
Like 30?
30 mods in one day.
I did that once.
Yeah, that really you down.
I remember one time I was actually able to empty the mod queue. Imagine that.
Wow.
It was almost empty. It was very close to being empty.
Yeah, we had like 10 mods left.
Oh, yeah. It's close.
Yeah. But at some point, Paul and I have to sleep.
Yes, at some point, you know. Sometime during the month, you guys have to go to sleep. So, yeah.
Well, Paul is in the chat room is continuously giving corrections to what we say on the show.
27, not 30. My bad.
Okay. It's rounding. Okay. It's probably the same mentality that makes me say hash PHPBB mod instead of pound PHP. It's an ongoing argument here on this show. All right. Thanks, Josh. I want to move on to what we're going to talk about.
Before Josh gets off.
Yeah.
Are you there, Josh?
Yeah.
What's the status on the mod or the styles database?
Ooh.
I've kind of been out of the loop a little bit, but I know that a lot of development has been done on that.
As far as I know, we're waiting on Ariestar to get a couple of things around for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the last couple of hurdles.
Okay. Yeah, they're nearly complete with the styles database and the styles. Really, I think they're waiting on the styles demo for the styles database.
Yeah, good.
Database should be about complete itself.
As soon as it's on, I will do a style of the week of the very first style to get on that new styles database. I've been waiting for it since March, so.
Yeah, he said the database, or Paul says the database is the same as the mod database.
Yeah.
The mod database.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're just waiting on a few things for the styles demo.
Yeah,
which will be really cool. That will have both a 3.0 styles demo and the 2.0 styles demo.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, and I think they're using a separate installation for the 2.0.
Yeah.
Demo that everybody can see, but there will be both on there.
Excellent. Yes, that's something to definitely look at. Okay, so we got some exciting things that are coming up. Thanks for your input, Josh. We appreciate it.
Sure.
And, of course, anyone, apparently now, if you want to find out about this mods manager that we've been talking about on and off, you can actually go to code.phpbb.com, and the mods manager is one of the projects there. And there is a check-ins mailing list similar to the PHPBB one, which you can find. And, of course, you can also check it out in the Subversion repository as well. And we'll put a link to that along with a whole bunch of other links I got in the show notes. All right. So the main thing that we're going to talk about today, unless we would forget, was we're going to talk about BB code in great detail. BB, and so this is something that we were originally going to talk about a few months ago, but we kind of ran out of time. So, and indeed, after 40 minutes of this show, we're going to actually get started talking about our planned topic. So we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about BB code. I'm going to make sure that David gets a chance to chime in as well. Are you still there, David?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. So one of the big things that a lot of people ask about BB code, particularly within PHP BB3 now, that BB code is the only way to go, as opposed to HTML, for formatting posts, is why do we have BB code instead of having HTML? What's the whole point, you know, to having BB code?
Well, as you know...
Go ahead, yeah?
Were you going to answer that, or do you want me to answer it?
I was going to answer it, but you can certainly go ahead.
of course, HTML was enabled in PHP BB2.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in the PHP BB3, they completely disabled HTML and added BB codes, which you can customize, and you can put, like, 1,500 BB code, custom BB codes in there. So there's quite a bit of room for as many as you want. And the primary reason is that HTML, if a user can post HTML, there's a lot of potential for an easy ability to hack a website, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you are able to use, for example, the pre-tag and use attributes in it, then you could, on the onload page, you could turn your page into a into like a login screen, and when they try to log in, now you have their username and password. So, you know, and that's just one of many, many examples, and that's basically one that we did as a test on a board that had HTML enabled on it.
But this is a question. In PHPBB2, and you may not even know the answer to this, I thought that there was like a place where you where the administrator in the configuration settings could specify which HTML tags would be allowed. So there'd be like separate by, so you could add like B, comma, I, comma, just these are the HTML tags that are allowed, and it was supposed to not include all the other possible HTML tags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, of course, people would enable things like iframes, which are extremely vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You know, they would enable a script tag to enable them to basically JavaScript their tags, and, of course, that's extremely vulnerable. They, you know, there was various tags that they would enable that would really open up the vulnerabilities. Or like Techie Michael was saying, or PHP. Like he posted a little script in there, script language PHP echo mm-hmm. something. You know, so there, you know, you had admins enabling things that would make their boards extremely insecure. And you know, one of the things that we wanted to do with 3.0 is make it. Or one of the things they wanted to do is make it dummy-proof, you know, so that board admins can't accidentally make their board completely vulnerable. Because what happens is that, you know, once they enable something and then all of a sudden it gets hacked, they come back to blame PHPBB because it was hacked. Well, it's like, okay, well, you know, you enabled something that enabled it to get hacked. Well, now, you know, mm-hmm. we're taking away that option.
So through using BB code, it's essentially allows a way to, through parsing the BB code, sort of, you know, clean out any possible malicious things that the user could enter.
Yeah, it does a lot of cleaning, and there's, you know, we were testing some things on it. There's still, you could still make vulnerable BB codes, such as the style tag or you know, like a pre-tag or something. You know, there's many tags. I put up a test board, and myself and Albert F., many mod authors will recognize that name. We took a test board, and I started enabling all these various BB codes.
Custom BB codes, you mean?
Custom BB codes, yeah. Custom BB codes, and, you know, we were able to create a custom BB code. It took a little bit of work, but we were able to create a custom BB code that was vulnerable as well.
Ooh.
But an admin would really have to know what they're doing to be able to do that sort of thing because it's really difficult.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, sort of building over a bridge to if it's possible for an admin to jeopardize their board by using a vulnerable HTML code in PHPBB2, wouldn't it be just as easy since, you know, the PHPBB3's custom BB code system is based on here's the BB code, here's the HTML. Wouldn't it be just as easy for an admin to make equally unsafe BB code in PHPBB3?
Potentially, yes, but they would have to know a lot more about what they're doing. In PHPBB2, they could simply put in the iframe or the script HTML tag, and instantly their board is vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
With BB codes, you really have to know that you're making a tag vulnerable to do it.
Mm. Does it have to do with simply how
It took some trickery to enable a BB code to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And that would actually have to be something that the admin would do. So does that have to do with the fact that, you know, in custom BB codes, PHPBB3, you actually have to be able to specify more information about the tag rather than just say any version of the iframe tag is allowed, as an example? Does that make sense?
Say it again.
So in PHPBB2, if you were using HTML, you could just say iframe, then the user could do anything they want with any version of the iframe tag, versus PHPBB3, where it doesn't really work unless you have certain attributes set up in certain ways for that iframe tag to be so that it is harder to make it malicious. Or is that strange?
An iframe BB code would still be dangerous because, in fact, that, you know, that is one good example of making an easily vulnerable because you still have to specify the source. Now, you could specify a prefix for it so you know that it only comes from one specific domain or something like that. But in general, an iframe BB code is a really bad idea. Because, you know, you could, what could happen basically is if a user used an iframe BB code, they could have their own web page that could easily inject all this vulnerability into your site through the iframe.
Yeah. So.
So in a sense, yes, using an iframe would make your site just as vulnerable.
But I guess there's no way to stop admins from doing stupid things, so.
Yeah. You know, there's only so much, we can do to stop admins from doing stupid things like that, making their sites vulnerable. But, you know, doing things like disabling HTML goes a long ways to keep them from doing stupid things.
Okay.
You know, and I know a lot of people were really disappointed in the fact that PHP 3 does not contain HTML and stuff like that, but it's really for the better. You know, there was a mod in the mod development forum, and I went to the site and noticed that they enabled HTML in this particular BB code. They allowed you to put any HTML in there you want, and so I just went in there and inserted a little JavaScript, and all of a sudden, you know, they could tell that was a really, really bad idea.
David! You weren't maliciously doing things to other people's websites now, were you?
Well, no, in a good way. It said, I had a pop-up that said, this particular mod is vulnerable. Contact a mod team member or something like that.
Okay. I think that's kind of evil.
We like to have fun, too, you know.
Aren't you supposed to be a little bit more professional than that?
Sometimes the best way to teach somebody a lesson in security is to demonstrate. Because, we've had all these HTML topics. You know, why isn't HTML available? And we've tried to explain to them about why it's insecure. Or what about these topics that are like, you know, it's all of a sudden there's this security vulnerability with having your email displayed on your error pages. That is not a security vulnerability. That's a spam vulnerability. But they're arguing that it is.
Uh-huh.
Or with the HTML, they're arguing that it's not, that it's not insecure to have HTML. So what's the best way to get your point across? And demonstrate it to them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It really works. It really works that way.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. even in PHP BB2, you know, if you install a brand new copy, go download PHP BB2 0.22 right now, go install it. By default, HTML will be universally turned off. The only difference between 2 and 3 is that in 3 does not have a way to turn HTML on. It's just not there. So, and of course, so I assume one of the reasons to do a custom BB code system is because there is a number of things that when you're going through the process of parsing these BB codes and translating them to HTML, a lot of things are done to clean up any possible malicious activity that could be taking place.
Yeah, that's correct.
Not to mention, it's harder to, you know, DB code doesn't exactly give you a lot of attributes that you can mess with. You're kind of stuck with what the custom DB code is designed to be.
You know, one thing that I would perhaps like to see disabled completely is the ability to use iframes, because that's probably the number one easiest way to let somebody hack your site.
Okay. I think we know that David does not like iframes, therefore he probably does not have glasses. The glasses have iframes, so to speak. Oh, me and my puns. Okay, that's enough of that. It's actually good that PHP BB3 does have custom BB codes to sort of relieve the pain of taking away HTML. Because, you know, PHP BB2, while it did have HTML, is partly because PHP BB2 you couldn't do any custom BB codes very easily. That's why for PHP BB2, it was all about BB code mods. And there was a very big saga early on when people were making all these mods for BB codes. You know, and BB code mods are very difficult to do in that you have to be a very good person knowledge of regular expressions. which is something that I am very, very, very afraid of when it comes to programming, as we have talked about very recently. Unfortunately, I was hoping to reference a knowledge-based article about PHP BB2 BB code mods that apparently did not survive the transition of phpbb.com to phpbb3. So I can't link it to that. But essentially, early on, with all these people doing BB code mods, one of the issues was concerning the little buttons at the top, the BB code buttons, and finding ways to add those without screwing everything up. And so that's why back in 2003, finally, came the multiple BB code mod, which was done by the mod team back when Craig Natal, aka Nutsy99, was the team leader. He did this, and now in its most recent incarnation, Eric was responsible for doing this mod. And essentially, it was a way that any BB code mods that were such that you had to have one of these little buttons on the top of the screen, essentially the mod team said, you have to support the multiple BB code mod. We will not accept your mod into the mod database unless it works with the multiple BB code mod, with the exception of a few mods that don't require one of these buttons up here. And essentially now it allowed a way for these mods to be able to easily add these quick BB code buttons up on top. Even then, you still had to, in addition to following the guidelines to be compatible with the multiple BB code mod, in order for you to do this, you still had to be, you know, regular expressions and being able to do all this fancy stuff. And of course, the more complex your BB code it was, the more complex the mod was. So if you wanted to add BB codes onto your PHP BB2 board, you pretty much were limited to whichever BB code mods were available, and you couldn't custom tailor it to your own needs, which probably is one of the reasons that HTML and PHP BB2 was apparently a popular choice among a number of administrators. So those were the bad old days. David, how about you fill us in on how we can do this now with PHP BB3?
Well, now with PHP BB3, you can create your own custom BB codes. You can create over 1,500 of them. There's a standard set that you can use. But in creating a custom BB code, there's a series of tokens that you can implement that it has certain filtering already applied to it. So, like, you can create a custom BB code and insert the text, which pretty much allows any input, really, by the user. And then there's simple text, which basically filters out anything but Latin characters, mm-hmm. numbers, spaces, commas, various things like that. Then there's an identifier, a number, email, URL, local URL, and color. And all these basically do is they allow specific input in the custom BB code.
So in a way it allows you to make your BB code more secure, more protective against malicious activity, because if you know that you're expecting a certain type of data from the user and that user supplies something completely out of not what you're expecting, you can say, wait a minute, no good. In this case, I need a number, or in this case, I need just regular text, or in this case, I need an email. So,
So it, basically, instead of using regex, you no longer need the knowledge of regex, or even BB code mods are now obsolete for PHP BB3.
Yeah.
You don't need them at all. And so mostly what we see now is topics on, various topics on, okay, here's a list of custom BB codes that you can implement, mm-hmm. And they give a list of what they do and the HTML replacements for them and stuff like that.
I just dropped one off from the support forum on phpbb.com that Marshall Rusty did. It's got a couple of popular ones, such as YouTube videos or Google Video, alignment, BB codes, spoilers,
Yeah. Spoiler and YouTube are probably the two most popular custom BB codes. There's a lot of them out there.
I've never gotten the point of the spoiler. I've never gotten the point of this.
You have a lot of TV show and movie forums who are like, okay, here's a plot spoiler, and so you put it in there. So you would have to choose to click on that to spoil the plot, and some people don't like to spoil the plot. So that's what they initially used those for, and I think that's where the word spoiler came from. Mm. But, you know, we use it on Search a Guide. We use it to do things like hide certain code. You know, if it's like a huge amount of code, we'll put it in a spoiler because then it saves a lot of page space. It saves you from scrolling down all that code. And so then when you want to look at the particular code, then you just open up the spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we use it for things like that. So the spoiler is probably the most handy BB code that exists.
Yeah.
And, you know, many people have different implementations of it. Some have it where you have to highlight the text to see what's in there.
Uh-huh.
We have it where you would click on a show button, and it shows the contents of the spoiler.
I like that idea better, personally.
Yeah. And then you can click hide, and it hides it again. So, you know, there's tons of different implementations of the same thing, and, you know, you'll find probably dozens of implementations of the spoiler BB code that are out there. Now, one cool thing with PHP B3, you have, besides just the BB code, you know, you have the BB code and you can enter the tokens, you know, where that appears and specific attributes, and you can enter HTML replacement. There's also a helpline and a display on posting page. The helpline, what it does is when you roll your mouse over a BB code button on the posting page, it shows you, you know, it basically tells the user how to use that particular BB code, so it's kind of helpful. And then there's a display on posting page, and if that's checked, it will display as a button on the posting page. And if it's not checked, the BB code will still be usable, but you don't see a button there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, both those very useful things. Now, in 3.2, it's going to change a little bit. There won't be any standard installation BB codes. They'll basically be turned into default custom BB codes, so you can modify them at will. Right now, the BB codes are built in. Mm-hmm. There's a certain set of BB codes built in, and you can't really easily modify them. You know, in 3.2, you will be able to modify them.
Now, does this include those special type of BB codes, such as the drop-down menus and the color picker and all those things?
I assume so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go look at a posting page, too. Sure. But they did say that all of them were going to be turned into custom BB codes. And the BB code functionality is going to be extended in 3.2 to hopefully it'll have optional tokens. Basically, one complaint that I had, for example, let's say you're building a table out of BB codes. And, you know, for some cells, you might need a call span of 2, and by default, you might not. But you don't want to have to enter a call span 1 for every, you know, for every single tag that you use. You want to only use it optionally. And so now the idea would be to put in optional attributes that they can enter in, which makes it a little bit easier to use. And so, you know, you might have a default width and height, but if you want to specify a custom width and height, then you can specify that. Otherwise, it just uses a default width and height,
mm-hmm.
you know, for, say, like a flash tag or a thumbnail image tag. So you'll have things like the bold tag, italic, underline, quote, code, list, image, URL, flash, font size, font color, all those, which are default BB codes, and I think I might be missing one. I'm not sure.
You get the idea.
All those default BB codes will all be turned into custom BB codes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the drop-down thing will be really cool for if you're able to do custom BB codes as a drop-down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, essentially, really making it even more up to the administrator to handle, hopefully without making it too much more complicated, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, it'll have some more options with it, and I think that expanding the functionality is a little bit more important because right now people are kind of restrained. You know, right? It's awesome because now you can enter custom BB codes without installing a mod. In PHP BB2, that wasn't possible.
And that's already pretty much a revelation, quite frankly.
Yeah, and you can do, you know, with the BB code and the HTML that you can use, you can do all kinds of things with it. And then there will be some additional optional options in 3.2, I believe, where you'll have the ability to really control, you know, what that particular BB code will be able to do. You know, it's like creating a form in PHP B3. There's all these options that you can select for it. You know, it's not really that big of a deal. They all have instructions, so it's easy to see what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you more control over that particular aspect.
Yeah. So, really cool for some of the things that are coming up for BB Codes. is there anything else that we should, if we're on the subject of BB Code, anything else that's really important that we should discuss?
I don't think so. I mean, that pretty much that pretty much outlines it. There's not a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple to use, and it's effective, and there's
Now, there's a lot. What's interesting about BB Code is that among the very different bulletin board platforms, it's pretty consistent in terms of how most of the standard BBO code tags work, like the bold, the italic, underline, URL type tags. They're pretty consistent across the various boards. They all have kind of different names between them. So, like, vBulletin has VB code. I think UBB Threads has UBB code, IPB code for Envision, all these different things in the court. But it's pretty generally known as BB code. And that's of course, the name PHPBB has. I couldn't find out who first invented BB code, where it first came from.
I don't know. It'd be, that may be in a wiki article.
I looked at Wikipedia. It didn't say. No, that's where I got a lot of my information about BB code from there. Okay, Paul says that PHPBB was the first to have BB code, which is, I think it makes sense if PHPBB is the one that calls it BB code.
Yeah, it may have been the first. I mean, I would not be surprised if it was the first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any way to verify that.
Yeah.
But in general, when I've seen people say BB code, they're referring to the PHPBB BB code.
Yeah. You can, of course, go on. There is – here's the right tab. I got like 12 tabs in my browser right now. There is, the BB code guide, which is on phpbb.com. It also comes with every PHPBB 3 and PHPBB 2 release, which you can find. It sort of has a nice introduction on what BB code is. Overview on how a regular user can format BB code. If you use HTML, it's quite similar to HTML. It's a little using it to encapsulate different things. The one thing I will add,
I'm sure most people listening to this podcast have probably used BB code.
Yeah. So there you go. One thing I'm going to ask. One of the things which occasionally comes up is the possibility of a WYSIWYG editor for PHPBB 3 or PHPBB, which would you...
What you see is what you get editor?
Yes. Any chances on that?
That would be nice. I don't know for sure if that will happen.
Yeah.
I know some people like that. I like plain text.
Yeah, me too.
Some people think it's easier to edit that in there, so there's been quite a few requests for it. But I've actually seen more requests for Quick Reply than I have for What You See Is What You Get Editor. Now, the only thing that's about What You See Is What You Get Editor is that would allow, that would sort of bridge the competition in a way,
mm-hmm.
because many of the competition bulletin board softwares have a What You See Is What You Get Editor.
Yes. Yeah.
So, then people couldn't complain, it doesn't have a What You See What You Get Editor. Well,
I think that was one of the – I'm trying to remember if that was one of the old community coding projects way back in the day, a WYSIWYG editor for BB code, for PHPBB. I know that WordPress has a very popular WYSIWYG editor. I've tried it out. It's okay. It's good for a WYSIWYG editor, although I am kind of personally – even if there was a WYSIWYG editor for PHPBB 3, I probably would still opt for the BB code core type version thing, because I like getting down and dirty with the code. that's how I blog, with HTML stuff instead of the fancy stuff. But I know a lot of people would probably prefer to have a Microsoft Word or Google Documents type experience with What You See Is What You Get, as opposed to BB code. So
yeah,
it's an idea. I just wanted to know if you knew anything about it.
I don't know. I myself am not particularly interested in it, so if I saw it, I probably would just disregarded it. But
we'll find it.
I unfortunately I didn't get to hear the episode last week that you redid because of the Lost episode.
Yes, I did.
With 3.2, which was unfortunate because I really wanted to be there for that and kind of talk about many of the features that were going to be there.
Well, I talked about it. I pretty much did a recap, and the team members in the chat room pretty much confirmed that I remembered everything. So, thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah, that was interesting. Okay.
Basically, the one thing about the BB code in 3.2, besides just the fact that things will be changed just a little bit, the parser itself will be completely new.
Yes.
For one thing, it'll have an API, so now you can implement the BB code parser API anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It'll be, of course, more stack-based BB code parser.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's faster.
And of course, you can and one of the things that will enable is you can use BB code in any text column if you want. For like right now, you can only use it in the posting one. You can put it in all various types of text boxes. Like the one nice thing that would be, or one thing that would be nice, is the custom profile fields. If they were either expanded or enabled custom BB code, and I think they will with the new API that will come out in 3.2, is to be able to use BB codes within them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that the custom profile fields will be expanded some. For one thing, it'll allow the use of the image,
mm-hmm.
use of an image custom profile field. So you can say, are you familiar with the flags mod? What's it called? Country flags
yes.
mod?
Well, there's two. There's the original one, and there's one that I forget who wrote it. It's the IP country flags mod, I think. There's two.
Yeah, Michelot, also known as Mike, who is in charge of the Stargate portal, has the most popular one for PHBV3. I don't know if there's more than one, but he has the most popular one for PHBV3. But it has it's the country flags mod, and one thing that allowing the image custom profile field will do is it will allow you to do things like the country flags mod without having to install a mod. Custom profile fields will also have word censoring and, of course, the floating point. So right now it has integers, but the floating point will be nice as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I believe those are the major changes for the custom profile fields. But they'll be able to use the BB codes, the new BB code parser, because it'll be able to be used in pretty much any text column if you want.
Cool.
And you can parse them on demand, of course.
Mm-hmm. Next thing to do is to release a general BB code API that can be integrated on any website, not just PHPBB. That would be awesome.
And the best part about the custom BB codes in 3.2,
mm-hmm.
they're going to hate this,
yes.
but it will have the ability to support regular expressions.
I don't hate it. I'm just not going to use it. I'm not going to use it.
What that will do?
So
that will give you a lot more functionality.
Yes, for those who care. Super ultra amazing mega advanced users who are using PHPBB, they can go ahead and have fun. yes.
I think a lot of people out there know enough regex that they'll be able to use a lot of BB codes. And for example, like you'll have the example topic for the people who know regex to create custom BB codes, and then everybody will be able to use those custom BB codes with the regexes. And the best part about it is they don't have to install any mods to do that.
Okay. All right.
Paul thinks you're going to stay with 2.0 forever.
I don't know. I actually do not have a bulletin board because I have not had one for a long time, mostly because I don't have one that anyone would talk about. I'm just hanging out on Star Trek Guide. That's easy for me because you do all the work. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right, we're gonna move on. Remember last week I did a PHPBB2 mod and style, so this week I'll do a PHPBB3. We'll probably just alternate week by week until PHPBB2 stops being relevant. Hopefully not very soon. all right, the mod of the week. This is actually an interesting one for me because this is sort of an idea that's been floating around in my head, although I didn't know if this would be a good idea or a bad idea. But apparently someone made a mod for it, so I'm going to talk about it. It's called First Post on Every Page. It's by RxU. It's for PHP VB3. And it's what this mod does, and maybe we can have a short debate on whether this is a good idea or a bad idea, but it allows you to show the first post of the topic on the top of every single page in PHP VB3. So if you have a multiple page topic, like one of those huge topics you can find on phpvb.com, then the first post of that topic can be seen at the beginning of every page of that topic.
You know, what I like about that is that, you know, you're able to see, because, you know, you have the initial post, the OP, you know, that's the starting topic. That's what everybody's discussing.
Yeah, supposedly.
And so to have that there, you can kind of see what everybody is. It's there so that you can see at a glance, even when you're on page 55, oh, yeah, what was the first topic about it, and what's he referring to specifically when this poster is saying this in reply to whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can see that at the top of the page. So it just makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah,
for posters to see what they have.
It probably would not be very useful, though, for those boards that have the so-called longest thread ever, you know? Those ones which just go on and on and on, and they don't have anything to do with the first post, so...
Well, yeah, true, but that's usually only one topic.
Yes. Well...
You still have a topic as a topic, so...
Kind of.
You know...
It probably depends, you know, whether... I would think that it would probably be smart and I don't know if this mod does this or not, because I'm not had a board to try it out on, but I'd be interested to know if it perhaps has an option, you know, in the board settings, for user settings, that is, if the user decide if they want to have that first post shown throughout, or if they don't, because I could see it going both ways. Some people might like it, some people might not.
Well, yeah, true, but, you know, still it's... I haven't actually reviewed the mod itself.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Well,
no, Paul was the one that validated that one. Is Paul?
Yeah, I imagine both Paul and if not just Paul. You know what's interesting about the mod team is that even though you see somebody on there, it's like the mod has been validated, and you see that member on there. They're not always the person that actually validated the mod.
Yeah.
They may be the one that actually clicked the approve button and typed in the message.
I know it's kind of weird. How they work, but that's just how it happens.
Yeah. Usually, you know, it can be one or up to four people that validate a single mod.
Yes.
So that's not unusual. You know, many times you'll see two people validate a single mod. That's not unusual either.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if it's something that you think you might like the idea of, First Post on Every Page by RxU, it is the mod of the week. The style of the week is a PHP VB3 style, and when I saw this, the first thing I thought was, wait a minute, this looks a lot like the PHP VB3.net website. It's called Envision, and it's by Akansu, A-K-A-N-S-U. You figure it out yourself.
Akansu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess. I don't know. Whatever. It's called Envision. It is a fixed width style, and it's sort of in the portal type thing. I don't know how you describe it, but when you have like a little thing that stands out from a solid background, you know. It's similar to phpvb.com, you know, quite frankly. You have the sort of rounded box.
Rounded corners. It looks based on a sub-silver design.
Actually, I think it's pro-silver. It has the pro-silver icons. No, it doesn't. It has both.
No, because it's in tables. And
yeah.
Let me...
It has a mix of pro-silver icons and sub-silver icons, so that's kind of interesting.
It's based on sub-silver. The actual design is sub-silver, but they use the image set from pro-silver.
Yeah. There's a mix. It's a mix and match. But it's a, like phpvb.net, it's sort of a blue and light green type theme. It's a very clean theme, I have to say that. Very clean and very nice. And if we ever did have a separate phpvb forum, which I think is very, very unlikely, it's probably the one we would use. But you can check it out. It is Envision by Akansu for PHP BBP3. All the links for those will be on phpbbp.net.
That's in two languages, English and...
What is it?
What is TR?
I don't know. we'll let you figure it out. If you know what TR is, have fun. Okay, so that's going to wrap up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. At the beginning of the show, I said that it was pretty much nobody in the chat room. Now we've actually had quite a few people that came in kind of late, but we appreciate you guys being here, which is good because I was afraid that it was going to be just me by myself for the with no one listening. So thanks for that. Welcome back to David. He's finally made it to Spokane after a month and a half of not seeing him, so glad to have him back. Be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can see show notes for this show. We have a lot of links from this show, which will be on there, plus all of our other past shows. We are approaching 50 episodes, which is going to be great. And, of course, go to StarTrekGuide.com. You can find our phpbbweekly forum, where there's a lot of discussion that continues taking place. I also might have mentioned just last night I posted a new page on phpbbweekly.net. There's a promote page. And it offers a number of ways that if you're interested, you can promote our show to others, including, you know, we have a short promo spot you can use. There's our talk show badge, a number of images that you can use for PHP Weekly if you're at all interested. You can feel free to do that. Next week, we have a very, 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 very special episode. It's one that I've been wanting to, I've been wanting to do since the day I started this show. And it's going to be our 50th episode, so it's a very big landmark for any podcast across 50 episodes, so we're very excited about that. Patrick O'Keefe, who is the administrator of phpbbhacks.com, is going to be joining us for a special interview. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode with Patrick is because phpbbhacks.com is sort of one of the most popular places other than the mod database, obviously, for finding mods, or as they call them, hacks for phpbb, a very large community. However, there has in the past sort of been a bit of a tension between the mod team and phpbbhacks.com. And so I thought it'd be interesting to have him on to sort of learn a bit about phpbbhacks.com, hear a bit about their philosophy behind mods, which is quite different from the phpbb.com one. And we might discuss a little bit about that between Patrick and, of course, David here as our mod team rep, and I'll sort of moderate that a bit. But it's going to be a friendly discussion. We're going to make sure that we don't have bad tempers or anything that is going on.
It won't be a debate.
Huh?
Patrick does not want to debate. It will not be a debate. It will just be a discussion.
Yeah. The discussion, we'll sort of take a look at, you know, sort of the differences, and then you guys, the listeners, can sort of make the decision yourselves about, you know, what do you like better. And obviously, that's up to you. We're here to pretty much be neutral, but also to sort of look at phpbbhacks.com, which is a different section of the community, but it's a very big part of the phpbb community, and so we wanted to take a look at that. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, Patrick is working on a new book, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that next week as well, so you can learn a bit about that's coming up. So that'll be next Saturday, February 9th at noon Eastern time. It'll probably be a long episode since we have a guest. So looking forward to that. It's our 50th episode. You will not want to miss it. We hope you'll be able to join us. Especially since after next week, we'll be taking a couple of at least 1 week, maybe 2 weeks off. We'll get some more details to you about that because I'm going to miss a couple of Saturdays. So. You know, David missed a couple of Saturdays already, so now it's my turn to go away for a few weeks. So we'll work out the logistics and get information out to you by next week on how that's going to work. So be sure to join us for that. PHP BB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com, so you can check them out for other great technology podcasts that you can find out on the internet. And that wraps up this episode. And Michael, no, you do not get to harass Patrick, at least not on this show. Okay? Michael says that he used to work for Patrick. That's wonderful, but I don't care. I do not care. We are not going to allow you to do that on here. The thing that I have not had to do yet, but I do exercise the right, is that TalkShoe actually allows me to ban people from the chat room so that you cannot actually chat. So I'm going to make sure that the chat room next week is friendly, because if it gets to be inappropriate in any way, even if it's or just not disrespectful, then I will have to do that just for the 1 week. So please don't make me do that. Michael, I'm watching you, because I know I've interviewed Michael before on other shows, and I know that Michael doesn't have a bad temper. It's cue the aboutus.org argument that we had a few years ago. So, okay. Yes, I actually have a hammer. So, okay, so thanks, David, for joining us once again, and thanks to our chat room, and thanks for listening to PHP Weekly. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
Take care, everyone.